Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Dewanta J. How you all doing, my beautiful sisters? I hope everyone is doing well and that you all are having a good day, good evening. You had a good day, you had a good evening. It was crazy, it was rough, but you made it, you got through it. So you know what's up? Come on in, come on in. Go ahead and grab you something to drink. I got my latte right here. You hear it? That's my nail tapping on my cup. But you go on ahead, y'all, and grab you whatever you want to drink and come on in our room. Have a sit down. Get comfortable. Get your pillow. Get your blankie. Get your pet, your cat, dog, bird, whatever. Right? What if it's just you? And come on, take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's going on, my resilience family? How are you all doing? I hope you all doing well. I missed you guys. I hope you guys are just having a good time, right? Regardless of what day or the hour it is right now, that you're just having a good time. You are chillaxing and just enjoying the weather. You're enjoying your quiet time. And even if you are in the midst of chaos, but yet you found a spot in your house. Thank God for that little, for that spot, right? Thank God for that spot. So I'll give a shout out to all of my beautiful people all over the world. What's going on, my beautiful family? Thank you so much for continuing to support my podcast. I'm so grateful for you guys. I really, really am. I do appreciate it. And you know what? This podcasting thing is such a wonderful tool to participate in, to be a part of, because, you know, you don't get to see the people who you are blessing on a weekly or monthly basis, how often, you know, podcasters come on, but you definitely feel the love and you know that there are people who truly appreciate you based on the statistics of, you know, the overall statistics of what we receive. You know, we get our report, if you will, our annual report. And it tells us and shows us how many people have been supporting and listening and even watching, because now we can actually make it, make it more personal, that we can actually come on live and everything like that. I'm still working on that, honey, because listen, I am not that tech savvy. Okay. And I know it doesn't require a whole lot. I know it don't, but I got other things going on in my life too, as well. So, you know, it has been on the back of my mind about doing something like that. That'd be kind of cool. So you guys get to actually see my face. but it'd be cool to see y'all, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's just a blessing that, to know that we have people that truly, appreciate and, you know, and they are really blessed by the content that, you know, we all pour out there. So thank you again. I don't take it for granted. I just definitely want to start making it a habit to really acknowledge my listeners out there, you know, from all over the country. You know, it's not just in, you know, the USA, but it's all over the world. I have resilience family members all over the world that are actually listening or have listened to my podcast, and that is huge. Wow. And I'm just so humbled by that. Lord have mercy. It you know, thinking about it, it almost put me to tears, because I just never would have thought that my voice had that much power, and that what I put out there, it really does affect people. It makes people feel better, make them feel that they're not alone in their situation, and that it does encourage them and inspire them, and it helps them to get more deeper in their faith and all of those great things. And you know, it's something, man. And I know for me, I haven't been consistent during the past, seasons or what have you, because, you know, life be life, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. Life be life, and man, and not even so much just the issues in life, but just myself. You know, we can mess our own selves up. at the end of the day. Life is going to happen, you know, no matter what. There are things beyond our control, and we all know that, but we can control ourselves. That's the thing, and we got to start learning how to train ourselves from getting too deep in our heads and our thoughts and have us to slow us down when we are really doing something good, you know, and we start to have this mental battle with ourselves. You know, am I doing too much, or is people really liking it? Or we get, you know, we look at the results and it doesn't appear what we had thought, and then that kind of discourages us, and we like, man, should I keep going? Should I keep doing this? What, you know? And as a matter of fact, and you know me, I'm very transparent. I keep it real with you. As before I even, you know, press the record button here, I was just looking at the status of how many have been listening to last week episode, and it was a very small number. And I was like, wow, okay. And, you know, and I had to speak to myself. I had to encourage myself. Keep going, girl. Keep going, Tawanta. You got this. Keep going. Don't get discouraged. Keep going. God got you. Keep doing it, right? And that's what I'm doing. I cannot continue to fall backwards. I can't go back into that depressed state. I can't say, forget it. Nobody cares. Nobody want to listen. Da 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 da. No, that is not really the case. And even if people do change their minds, they just moved on to something else, that is their prerogative. That is their choice. You just keep on going, because you know what? God will, he will bless you with more. You know, as long as you stay committed and consistent, whatever task that you're doing, you know, God will definitely supply what you need. Right? Get excited about that. I hope that was a blessing to you all. So guys, I wanted to talk about life is life and life be life. And okay. You know, our kids be saying that life be life. And and y'all, that ain't no lie. Life be life, man. And you know, everybody, I don't care where you are in your career, in your life, everybody is going through some type of a challenge. You know, we are going through the type of storm or, you know, a bad a thunderstorm. We're going through a little bit of everything, you know, and we all just got to, you know, figure out how to handle or how to deal with the things that reoccurs in our lives. I think the reoccurring situation is the one that becomes more of a problem, because you like, man, this ain't over yet. I mean, like, we're still dealing with this situation. We're still dealing with your attitude. We're still dealing with this. And that becomes more of a pain than what just recently happened, you know, because every day is different. There's some days you may not have no issues going on, but then that season comes, you're going to have those issues. And then that reoccurrence of the problem that you'd had dealt with for the past year or years is still resurfaced every now and then. It still pops its head up every now and then, right? But we know now that things are just becoming a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, in society and you know, in our communities, you know, all over. It really is becoming more and more, I won't say scary, but very intense. And some of us are just not really, well, some of us are just not ready. You know, oh, I won't even say ready, but just not prepared. Prepared, not repaired. Sorry, y'all. Prepared. We're not prepared. But we can get prepared, though. We don't really have to just take it and just allow that weight or that problem, that issue to bury us like that or smother us. No, we are much stronger than we give ourselves credit for. You know, that's why I call this show, you know, Resilience is My Beauty, because we as women, we don't recognize or realize how strong and powerful and resilient we really are. You know, when we go through these heavy situations in our lives, it's all about developing us and it's all about strengthening us versus, you know, beating us down and putting us in a very depressed state. But at the end of the day, it really does develop us. You know, we look over our lives and we're like, wow, I didn't think I was going to make it through that thing. I didn't think I was going to survive. I didn't think I was going to be able to live again and this, that, or whatever. And you see what God has brought you from. And now you see yourself have change in so many different levels in your life, in so many different areas in your life. In other words, you have become more positive now, more confident, you know, you're not thinking, you know, lightly about things. You're taking a little bit more seriousness with your thoughts now. And, you know, you just don't abruptly do things like you used to because of that challenge of those issues that you came across during the previous seasons of your life. And even currently now, you might be dealing with some things right now that is putting you in that position to really think things over, to be more thorough with your choice of words, and, you know, not just instantly attack, you know, because, you know, that's just what you do because you're tired of people bullying you, or you're tired of people threatening you, or this, that, or whatever. You know, God is he is the one that can truly make a difference in your life if you allow him to make that difference. You know, if you want change to take place in your life, he's the one that can make it happen for you. But we have to let him in. We have to let him in and let him do the work. He knows exactly how to do the work for you. I know for me personally, I have asked God numerous times, and I still often ask him, you know, Holy Spirit, just do what you do best. Do what you need to do. I'm opening up my heart. I'm opening up my chest. You know, like Superman when he's in the telephone booth and he just pulls open his shirt and you see the big S. You know, in a sense, that's how I see myself. I'm just pulling my chest open, you know, and I just see the, you know, the big S on my chest, like, Lord, save me. You know, help me. The big H, you know, help me, Jesus. Right. And I just allow him just to come, just to do what he knows best for me, because I know I cannot fix it. I know I can't. And even when he doesn't fix it right away, yet his grace is sufficient. He will give you the strength you need to endure the task at hand. He will give you what you need to go through that process. He know it doesn't feel good. He knows it's going to irritate you, but he's given you more than enough that you can bear it. You can handle it, right? And so I've seen that change in my life where there are certain things now that does not really affect me like it used to. You know, I just walk away from it. He's still helping me with my attitude, you know, because I could get a little snotty every now and then. I'm just keeping it real because I'm from that cloth where I just speak my truth and nothing but, and my truth can be like a weapon. It cuts you. I don't care. I just say what I gotta say. I got 11 myself because I tell you the truth. Sometimes I be saying things and I'm like, you said that, Tawanta? I'm like, oh, Lord, you got to help me, you know, but I be saying it. It makes sense to me. You know, it may take a minute for the other person to be like, huh, to catch it. But you know what I'm trying to say, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, words do hurt, right? Words do affect you. And I have to be a little bit more sensitive now because, you know, we got to be more slower in our words. We got to be slow with our mouth. We got to listen more and not speak so quickly. You know what I'm saying? And if that's been an issue with it, some of you sisters out there, then, you know, you need to talk to God about that. Right. So, yeah, man, that's my one of my things. Now, here's the thing. Now, I don't just sarcastically just say stuff to be saying it. No, I don't do that. I've always been a woman of truth, and I've been a woman of fairness. I've been a woman of integrity. That's just who I am. That's my character. That's how God, you know, designed me, created me. So, you know, I'm all about that life. And, you know, if I see you doing wrong and you do it on purpose, but yet you still continue to do stupid stuff, yeah, I'm going to speak. You know, and especially if you're doing it to me, I'm like, you keep on playing. You know, I will go a little bit hoodie. Mm-hmm. I will get a little ugly, but I have to start to, pull back from that. You know, and say, Lord, just help me to be quiet. Sometimes it's good to be quiet. Sometimes that is a good weapon, to learn to be quiet and let God deal with it. Because there's certain things you just cannot deal with. There's certain things you just, you know what I mean? You just have to learn how to just be quiet. And so I'm learning how to be quiet and just let God deal with it. But then when I leave that spot or leave that person, whatever, I come back and I'm like, okay, now see, God, and you know that wasn't right. You know that wasn't right. Now, why couldn't I just say what I wanted to say? You know, and then he was like, well, you could have said it, but it wouldn't have made a difference, would it? Like, okay, see? That's why I ain't say nothing, because I knew he was going to come back with that. Okay, so, you know, so to make my life less evasive, or make my life a little bit more easier, I have to really look at myself, you know what I mean, and not drown myself with my own poison. That's a good one. Thank you. Woo! Drown myself with my own poison. Or kill myself, for that matter. You know, because we mess our own self up. At the end of the day, it's not always the person that's causing the persecution. It's not always the one that's causing the attack. It's usually us. We drink our own poison and we kill our own selves. And meaning that we kill ourselves in terms of the opportunities that is there waiting for us, you know, the dreams, the breakthroughs, all of that, okay? And we have to take ownership of our actions, of our ways, of our behavior, of what comes out of our mouths, you know? And even things that we hear, we got to be careful that, you know, we just don't assume based on what we heard the first time that was an attack from that person. Sometimes, yeah, it may be, but sometimes it's not. So you just have to really take that in and, you know, and just rehearse it in your head. Or if not, to say, what do you mean by that? Okay, so because you don't want to just assume anything, because sometimes we get, you know, we're already feeling defensive as it is. We already feel in some kind of way. So if somebody says something to us that affects us in a way, you know, we easily want to go ahead and attack, but we got to do better with that. And you have to say, can you please explain what you mean by that before I just assume otherwise? You know what I mean? And if they are able to explain it, and if they saying it's true, you know, you just can't still get upset about it. You just got to take it in and you just like, okay. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on that. I appreciate you letting me know that. Okay. But yeah, again, not just me, but I think you two got to work with your attitude as well. Okay. You know, at least you acknowledge that, you know, you still got some issues on your end, but you are making the move, but it doesn't happen all the time, but still work on yours. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you want to get your little, you want to put your little two cents out there, you know? And here's the thing, y'all, we are all a work in progress. We are still a work in progress. There's an old gospel song, Please Be Patient With Me. God is not through with me yet. When God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Oh, that's an old school song right there. I love that song. If I ever hear that song, and when, you know, when I'm heading to church on Sunday mornings or whatever, even just during the day of the week, man, I'm gonna blast that radio, man. Like I'm in a hood. You like boom, 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 boom. I'm serious. I grew up in that era, you know, listening to those old gospel songs, the James Clevelands, the O'Neal Twins, and you know, those cats back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And that helped me. That groomed me. You know what I mean? So that song, you know. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. And you have to say that every now and then, because, you know, and also I would say this, you need to realize too, that the person that you have an altercation with, God ain't through with them either. Come on. Yeah, he's not through with them either. So even though you still see some of their bad habits still surfacing around, you have a choice to either allow that to get to get under your skin and irritate you and get you all hot and bothered in a negative way, or you can just say, okay, well, God is still working on them, just like He's working on me. You know, so, you know, I'm not going to take it personal. I'm just going to continue to love Him or love her and keep moving. You know, I don't have to engage in the foolery, what they do or what they say. You know, I just keep it moving. If I don't have anything to say about it, I just don't say nothing at all, just to avoid conflict. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and just and have peace in my heart. You know, I could walk away without having no guilt, no, not even guilt, but not feeling weird. Just feeling weird. I'm taking a sip of my latte. But anywho, y'all, but yeah, life be life and sometimes for the majority of us out there. And it can be really, really bad for some. You know, I become more sensitive now that I've been ordained as a minister. About people's lives nowadays, you know, most people that I don't even know, I just see on television or what have you. And I just become a little bit more sensitive now, just looking at it from a spiritual perspective versus my flesh. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just want to pray for them, because we are supposed to pray for you one another. You don't have to know the person to pray for somebody. Somebody's praying for you right now, even though you didn't ask for nobody to pray for you. But somebody is doing it for you. You know what I'm saying? For your behalf. You know, that's what you call intercessory prayer. You know, people are just they're interceding, calling your name out, or just saying in general, based on the situation, the challenge, or whatever you're going through, somebody is praying for you. Whether you believe or not, somebody is praying for you. Okay? But yeah, I've become a little bit more sensitive now when it comes to people. When I see people on television, when I see people doing crazy stuff, man, and you just have to be a little bit more understanding, because, you know, when you out there in the world, you're going to do all kinds of stuff. You know, you're going to do some crazy stuff. You're going to participate in some things, and, you know, but here's the thing. They don't know no better. That's the thing. They don't know no better, because no one has, or I would say most people have not been introduced, you know, to the Lord, you know, and, or especially in a very loving way. You know, if you think about it, when Jesus was here, Jesus, you know, He was very cordial and very respectful. He wasn't a bully. He did not enforce Himself on anybody. You know, He just gradually started building, you know, relationships with people. You know, it started with His disciples, and then He just started to build on from there. And who He came across, He already knew who He wanted anyway. He just called on that person to be a part of the fold, and started to connect with those persons who have been rejected, who've been denied, you know, who have been, you know, persecuted for no apparent reason, just because they're not of that culture, or, you know, they're not living their life the way how that person is living their life, and all of those things. And so, you know, we have to, as the body of Christ, as ministers, those who have been called, we got to do the same thing too. You know, we have to have a whole different perspective, a whole different understanding of people that we come across, or people that we see, and not put judgment on them because they decide to do this. They decide to live their life this a different way. And especially those who may not have never been to a church before, or they never had cracked the Bible open, or never really give God a chance, you know, because they've been hearing all kinds of things and whatnot. And, we just gotta be more sensitive to that, because again, life be life, and people are going through so much, and they don't know how to handle situations. So they find their own medicine, their own ways of how to deal with the issues in their life, right? So for me, I become a little bit more sensitive to that, and to also even in my own personal life, you know, I realize that, you know, I can't really enforce myself when it comes to my daughter's decisions on things, or things that they should, I believe, should be doing, but they don't see themselves doing it right away. And, you know, and that kind of annoys me a little bit, but, you know, they got to learn, right? They got to learn. I hate to see them discouraged or upset or just floating around trying to figure life out. But, you know, I have to reflect on my life, too, when I was that age. If my mother was alive, she would be like, girl, you were like that, too. I'm like, how, mama? You know? But, you know, sometimes God will put that in your memory. He's like, well, when you were 21, you were that way, too. You went through that. Then I'm like, man, when, Lord? When was I like that? And you're like, oh, okay, Lord, okay, okay. So I can't be a hypocrite, right? I can't just go off, or I just can't just, you know, say things or whatever just to prove a point, this, you know, because I'm the parent, that, whatever. No, that's foolish. You know, that's when you become more sensitive, and that's when you become more understanding and patient as well when it comes to your young adults in your life. So those of you who have young adults in your life, the 18 above or what have you, you know, you got to be careful sometimes to not just pour on them like that. Because remember, you were once 18, you were once 20, you were once 22 or 24, right? And how was your life back then, right? And maybe you did pretty good versus where they are right now. You know what I mean? But it, you know, but at some point you still, you know, have to have that balance. You still got to have that compassion. You still got to have that understanding. And even if you don't, be patient enough to listen to what they got to say, you know, because, you know, they still trying to figure life out. And, believe it or not, we seasoned adults, we're still trying to figure life out too. Man, please. You know what I'm saying? For those of us who are in our 50s and 40s, man, we still trying to figure it out, man. We're still like, wow, I didn't think my life was going to go this route. I didn't think I was going to still deal with this situation. You know, I had it all planned out, and this, that, or whatever. And that's the thing. We had a plan. But we never allow God to intercede in our plan. We never put him first. We never consulted him about it, you know. Some of us, you know, will get mad at God. It's like, well, God, you know, hello. You, I asked you, and it didn't happen. So I just took matters in my own hands. That's the problem. You took it to your own hands because God was trying to protect you from that relationship or from that that job decision. And now you in debt. Now you have a broken heart. Now you don't trust men. Now you don't want to connect with other women and all of this stuff because of that, you know. And I was trying to protect you, but you didn't want to listen. So I had to let you go because you did. It doesn't much let you go, but he had to put his hands up and said, okay, I'm going to let you take care of it because you don't trust me enough to take care of it. Right? And that's how life be life. And some things we put on ourselves. Because there's things that we can't, that, you know, life happens that is so beyond our control, y'all. We can't control when an accident comes. We don't even know when an accident is going to happen. We pray don't be, we're not part of that accident, but it happens. That's what I mean by things happen in life that is beyond our control. But there are some things that happen internally, you know, personally, that we may have caused. But we don't think we are the reason why we are what we are. We want to go ahead and, you know, put the blame on other people. But honestly, man, think about it. Did you really, really trust God enough? You know, and did you wait? Did you really, really wait? How? I mean, because, you know, God's timing ain't ours. Due time means that's God's time, right? You know what I'm saying? And we got to learn to just rest. Just wait and rest in him while you still enjoy life and enjoying it more abundantly. He wants us to rejoice and be glad in the day that he has created for you and I, right? So yeah, life be life. And for sure, right? But here's the thing. God is still working. He's still working, man. Even when situation don't seem like ain't happening, nothing is going on, it's still the same problems, same issues, the same drama, the same struggles, the same this, that, or whatever. Let me tell you something, y'all. I'm going to confess. You know me. I'm very, very transparent. Right now, my oldest daughter, she's still here. She's soon to be going back, God willing, to finish up her last year in California. She's studying being an actor. So she's going to this four-year college called AMDA. It's a drama school in Los Angeles. And so right now, you know, financially wise, we're just in a stump where we cannot afford to really pay for this semester, let alone we still owe from last semester, honestly. There have been, you know, some grants and all of those things, but, you know, very little to nothing. But thank God for the little bit. You know, I'm learning not to complain anyway about that. But right now it's to the point where, you know, she has to, you know, fill out loans, something that I really dreaded for both my girls ever since. I've been trying to get them to get, you know, when they were younger, to really get their grades up, which they did, and to apply for scholarships and all of that good stuff, which they have done. But due to the fact that she's not a resident of California, you know, she's not eligible to receive certain scholarships, you know, especially for that line of career that she's pursuing. And they just don't have scholarships like that, you know, in general, for those who are in the arts like that. You know, that's even more of a challenge. They have scholarships that, you know, general scholarships or whatever, but you really, really, really got to dig deep to find it and to really be consistent and persistent in the thing. But at the end of the day, you know, I was asked to fill out a Parent Plus loan, which for me, I hate loans. You know, I'm still praying that my loans will be removed. I have seen people posting, you know, their letter of where they, you know, their letter has stated that their loans are gone. You know, they don't have to worry about it no more. It's a done deal. And I'm like, Lord, mine is next. And that's what I keep saying every time I come across somebody's page. You know, they post that and I'm like, yeah, Lord, I'm grateful for them. I'm excited for them. I put comments, congratulations, child. I'm happy for you, for real, because I know the struggle. So I had a little feeling about that. You know, I just didn't want to deal with it. I did not want to deal with any more loans. I can't stand them things. If things are not loyal to you. I was just going off. I was just so pissed because I just didn't want to deal with it, honestly. You know, my credit is very good, thank God. My husband had, you know, just checked it out, and I have great credit, thank the Lord. So again, I was just really feeling some kind of way about the whole situation. And, you know, they had to explain to me about the parent student loan thing and whatnot. And I'm like, well, at the end of the day, do I still owe? You know, because I mean, it's been a minute since I've, you know, really learned about financial aid and all that stuff. And, you know, they explained it to me, whatever. So, that evening, you know, again, I was still swole. And my oldest daughter, you know, she was already stressed as it is, you know, because, again, it's always the money situation with the family. It's always been a challenge. And, you know, I was just speaking that out in the atmosphere and everything. And I just like how I wish this stuff would stop, that we will one day be able to financially afford to pay off my daughter's tuition and stuff. And we can just be free from this craziness, you know, of not having enough and this, that, or whatever. And, you know, my baby was just, you know, tears was coming down her face and everything, you know, and I'm, you know, just was still in my feelings, man, just being selfish. I'm keeping it real. And I just told her, it's like, well, what would happen if you just take a semester? And I kind of knew what was going to happen anyway, because at the end of the day, she said, Mom, I'm just going to owe regardless. even if I take a semester off, if I take a whole year off, I still gotta owe. I still owe because I owe from, you know, she owes from last semester or whatever. And I was like, yeah, okay, you know. And so again, I had to repent. The next day I went and apologized to my husband and apologized to my daughter. And, you know, I said, you know what, Lord, you have been so good. You have helped me through. You have helped this family through so much down through the years. This is nothing compared to what we endured, you know, where we almost lost our home, where, you know, my husband had to be out for 4 years living in two different states within those 4 years, trying to pay the bills as well as rent, his rent and paying mortgage with the very little money that he was getting. Thank God for what he was getting, but it was not enough. But some way, somehow, God got us through it. So, you know, I really had to get my act together on that. And I just said, Lord, I trust you. And that's the thing. We got to trust him. And I said, Lord, I know you're going to get us through this thing. Because I went and I confessed everything to him. I spoke to my heart because he said, cast all your cares, all your concerns, all your worries, all your frustrations, all your anxieties to him. And that's what I said. I said, okay, Lord, now you said in your word, you said in your word that I'm supposed to cast all my cares, all my frustrations, all my feelings to you. Why? Because you said you care for me. Okay, so here, get ready, Lord. Get ready for your ear. Get ready for your ear to sting a little bit because I'm going to have to say what I got to say. And I say what I say. But at the end of the day, through all that lament, through all that fear, through all that frustration, just like David, at the end of my psalm, my lamentation, I still said, yeah, God, I trust you. Because I know you're going to take care of this. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to take care of it. I believe that my baby's debt will be paid off. I don't know how it's going to be done, but I just know you're going to make it happen for her. I know you're going to make it happen for us. God, you have done so much in our lives. And I just have to say, God, I thank you, you know? And so, yeah, we get a little bit beside ourselves sometimes, you know, some things when life be life and we put it on ourselves, we get a little bit indignant. We get a little bit, you know, frustrated and all that stuff or what have you. And at the end of the day, we're the one that's doing more of the damage than anything. And then when we get real all stuck up in our situation and we can't hardly breathe, we mess up. That's when we say, God, I need you. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need direction and all those things. And I'm not saying he won't do it because a lot of us are witness that, you know, we messed up, we fouled up, we screwed up, we did da da da. And we say, Lord, I need you. And we have allowed God to maintain and remain in our lives now since that last occurrence, since that last situation, right? So, yeah, life be life, and but God is still working. Okay, just to let you know that. Don't let life tell you that God ain't doing anything, that the angels, he said, had a sign in your life, that they're on vacation, that the workshop in heaven is closed. Because you look at your physical state, nothing is happening the way you want it to happen. But on the spiritual side of it, oh, yeah, it's happening. The angels are doing what they've been doing. You know, you have grace and mercy that follows you all the days of your life. Trust me, they are watching you. They are taking care of you. You have assigned angels that God said that I will take care of you. They will take care of you where, you know, your foot won't slip. Nothing going to happen to you. They're going to carry you, right? You know, he has angels that has been assigned in your life for a lot of different areas in your life. So you are well covered. You are well protected. He even got you hidden, even though you're right in front of the enemy. Come on. He got you well hidden, even though you're right there in front of the enemy. It's so amazing how God has his hand wrapped up around you, man. He got you covered up. You are protected. And he will be there for you as long as you trust him and believe. As long as you counsel with him. As long as you seek him first. He will always take good care of you, right? When life be life and God is still working, but he also wants us to pray without ceasing. And as I was mentioning, I think I did, yeah, that we definitely need to keep praying. You know, I was saying in the beginning how, you know, I was making my breakfast this morning, and I was just, you know, making some eggs and toast and some ham or whatever. And I was just proceeding to put the butter on my toast, and it just hit my spirit, man. And I was saying to myself, but then I started to speak out loud. I said, Lord, I thank you, God, that I can able to put butter on my toast. God, I thank you for my toaster. I'm grateful for my toaster. God, I'm thankful that I have grape jelly. Mm-hmm, I said that. I really did. While I was spreading the butter on my toast and putting the jelly on there and spreading that out, I said, Lord, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the eggs. I'm thankful for the ham. I'm thankful, Father God, for the microwave, because I was putting water in my cup here that I was making my latte, and I put it in the microwave to warm up. And I said, Lord, I thank you for my microwave. I said, Lord, not only that, you blessed me with two microwaves. One is more, you know, gets more hot than the other, but I'm still grateful, right? And I was just thanking him. And that's what God wants us to do, y'all. He wants us to pray without ceasing, meaning that through the course of your day, you may have a time frame where you definitely do go in prayer mode, right? But then when you're working or you're running errands or you're cleaning up or whatever, you may have that moment of prayer and you just say, God, I just thank you. You know, I thank you for my windows. I thank you for my curtains. I thank you for my laundry room. I thank you for my washer and dryer. And as a matter of fact, I said that a while back, like maybe a few weeks ago when I was washing some clothes, and I'm washing clothes right now. And I was just saying, Lord, I'm grateful for a washer and dryer, because I remember when I had to go to the laundromat, and I think I was living in Baltimore at the time, and I had to go ahead and wash my clothes. And y'all need change to wash your loads, okay? And they ain't cheap, right? And I didn't have a car. I didn't know how to drive anyway. You know what I'm saying? I had to chug a lug. And I didn't have to do it often. I did it a couple of times, but that was it, you know? But still, I remember that. But I realized that there are people now that are, you know, using that washer, going to the laundromat, because they don't have their own personal washer and dryer. But we do, you know, and we need to be grateful for that. You know, we get caught up in the aesthetics of our appliances and, you know, our furniture. We get all caught up with the decor and all of that. Everything has to be a certain way and, you know, and all of that. I love interior designing. I love, you know, all of that. But again, we get so caught up and wrapped up in those material things and how our home should be like. We don't take the time out and say, God, I just thank you for the little things. I thank you for, you know, for water. I thank you for hot water. I thank you for cold water. I thank you for the tea kettle. I thank you for my pots and my pans. I thank you, God, for my knives and my forks and my spoons. I'm grateful, because guess what, y'all? Seriously, there are people who don't have what we just praying that we thank God for. There's people right now that are going through. Don't get it twisted. Not everybody owns a microwave. Come on. We may go to somebody's house right now and we're like, do you have a microwave? No, I don't have one. I don't have a microwave. You don't have a microwave? And you looking at the person like they're from back 1910 or something. Right? And you know, they probably choose not to, because they, for whatever reason, they, you know, they may not have the financial means to get a decent one. Who knows? You know, there are people who don't have a washer and dryer in their house, or if not in the apartment they live in. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got to learn to be grateful and thank God for the little things. When we consistently give God praise for the little things, and it doesn't always have to be, you know, material things. Just thank God for that you are able to blink your eyes. But there are people who can't. It may sound kind of crazy and odd, but trust me, my baby, when I tell you, there's people who are really going through some serious stuff physically where we have all of our attributes and then some, but we take it fully for granted until something happens in our life. So we got to learn to be grateful. We got to learn to be thankful. And that helps us not to dwell on the problems or the issues of life. But we put our focus on the glory and the goodness of God. What he's doing, what he has been doing, and what he will continue to do in your life, for your life, through your life. Right? So life be life, and it's always going to be life, and it's always going to be happening, right? But we got to learn how to adjust to the things that happens in our lives that is so beyond our control. But we also got to work on us. We got to not mess our own selves up. So you know what your areas are that you definitely need to, you know, confess or talk to God about, and allow him to help you. Let him clean you out. Let him fix it. Let him do the surgery that needs to be done in your life. So you won't have to be stressed anymore about that stuff, or, you know, or deal with the reoccurrence of an issue that you thought was done, but it still ain't done. It's still suffering every now and then. But now you know how to handle it. Because God has helped you with your temperament. God has helped you with your attitude. He's been helping you with, you know, your choice of words. You know, he's been helping you with you, right? So now you won't take stuff as an attack. You won't take it as personal. You know, every now and then you may have a slip up. It happens. But here's the thing. You will start realizing now that I know God is doing, he's doing wonders in my life, because This whole situation would have been a whole different situation. I would have been out on the streets knocking that person upside the head. You know what I'm saying? But now you realize, yeah, God is doing a new thing in my life. And I see that. And you just say, God, I thank you. Because he loves you so much. He wants to push you forward, right? He's not trying to pull you back. He's trying to push you forward. But you have to acknowledge, like, Lord, I still have issues with this area of my life. I'm still having issues in my heart about this situation, about this person. And God, I need you to help me with my trust, and help me to be more, you know, more sensitive when it comes to other people's situations and stuff, and not be so indignant and careless and dated and bitter and all this stuff. Let him do what he knows best to do for you, right? So your situation won't become so weighted. It won't become so toxic. It won't become so, you know, so disastrous. It won't become so tiring. Yeah. Life be lifing, but God is still working. And we got to pray without ceasing. Yeah. So we can enjoy the day and enjoy the blessings of what he has already given us. And if he doesn't give us anything else, we still truly rich. Yes, we are rich in him, right? He has been pouring more than enough in our lives. And sometimes we just have to just fall back and just say, Lord, I didn't realize how much you had poured into my marriage, or poured into my daughter's or my son's life. I didn't realize that until now, God. And Lord, forgive me for being blinded by my own ignorance, or by my own selfishness, or by my own foolishness. Lord, I thank you that you didn't strip this away. God, I'm grateful. I'm thankful because I didn't understand, or I didn't get it, or I didn't know no better. Or I was just plain stupid. Just plain foolish. Hey, you know, you speak your truth. But God is there to erase and eliminate, and he's there to, you know, strengthen, right, and perfect what he has already poured into you. So yeah, life is going to be lifing as long as you're living and breathing, but knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God is working it out. He's working it out for you, right? and that you continue to pray and praise without ceasing. Pray and praise without ceasing. That's grace and mercy. You got pray and praise without ceasing. Give God praise through the course of your day. When you out driving, running errands and stuff like that, you hear a gospel song or something like that, go ahead and just jam, honey, and just say, yes, Lord, or just listen to the words of the song. You sing it so many times. Now it's time for you just to listen. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the words. Let it minister into your soul, man. And it will bless you beyond measures. And that's like God is speaking to you through that song. And you heard that song upteen times, right? That song may be 5 years old, but it's playing on the radio today. And you have the opportunity now to really listen to that song. And it just truly, truly blesses you beyond measures, man. Yeah. Life be lifing. But God is working. And you just keep on praying and praising without ceasing. So listen, guys, I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you. I hope that this was like, yeah, girl, thank you. Because I have been dealing with some stuff here, okay? And I ain't know how I'm going to handle this, but you came right on time, right? Well, I hope it did work for you. Now, listen, before I go, I have been looking on my app here, and there has been some things that I want to try out, and there's a link here that I'm going to actually copy, and I'm going to send it out to those individuals. So every time when I, you know, when I finish my recording here, I go ahead and send it out. And there's some of you that follow me, you automatically get it anyway. But there's this link here that I'm going to make a copy of. I'm going to send it to you guys and let you have the opportunity to voice your your thoughts or testimonials or whatever, you know, have the opportunity to listen to you guys. That'll be kind of cool, right? So I'm going to do this today. So you see that link coming along with the link of this episode. Just know that's what it's all about. Take advantage of it and just go ahead and say what you want to say. And we move on from there. So I'm trying out new things here. It's not new. It's new to me, but it's not new, because I just really didn't make the effort of doing it, but I'm going to do it now, right? Trying out new things and whatnot, okay? But other than that, guys, I want you all to have a blessed day, a blessed night, blessed week, blessed weekend, and just, again, appreciate the small things, you know, give God glory, give him praise, and thank him for all what he's done, what he's doing, and what he will continue to do for you and your family, and for your life, for your finances, for your ministry, for everything, okay? And not worry about the issues of life. God is your umbrella. He will protect you from the storm. Amen. So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my resilience family. I pray that everyone is doing well, God. You know the issues, the situations. You know the life be life and moments that are going on right now. And everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice, we know, God, that you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are a provider, you are everything that we need at this very hour. Help us, oh God, to just learn to be quiet when we need to be. Help us, oh Lord, to just trust you. Help us, oh God, to be more vulnerable towards you when we come and we speak our truth and we speak the cares of what's going on in our hearts, because you already know what's going on in our hearts anyway. But help us, oh God, that once we flesh it all out to you, that in return we receive what you pour back into us, and that we will go with that and just enjoy the rest of the day and knowing that you got us no matter what. You got us, because you said, I will be with you even in troubled times. Yes, hallelujah. I will be with you even in troubled times, right? He will never leave. He will never forsake us. You are always with us. You are with us right now. And so, God, I pray that we feel your presence. We sense your presence. And we just say, thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.